Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Hard Hits on NFL Hard Hits on the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. I'm your host, Eric, and my co-host tonight is Stevie. How are you, Stevie?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. 2 days away from Thanksgiving and the Thanksgiving games and Thanksgiving holiday. Before we get started, I'll do the plugs. Listen to Boxman and Smart and myself on Wednesday night after AEW Dynamite on Mr.com, Faster Sheet Dudes. I'm not sure if you're doing a show tomorrow night, but I'll find out. But every Wednesday night at probably around 10:30 Eastern Time on BlackTalkRadio.com, not BlackTalkRadio, Mr.com, Faster Sheet Dudes. Dirty Dude, and then every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. on Mr.com/Hollywood-Hangout, they do review movies and all other stuff. Listen to us every Friday night at 6:30 p.m. For the Unscripted Wrestling Show on BlackTalkRadio.com/EverythingUnscriptedPodcast, and then every Saturday for Unscripted Unlimited with me and Daniel and Doug. It's about between 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I believe we're doing a show this week. This week, I think we're doing our cartoon countdown, our favorite top 10 cartoons. And then Sunday for the Scaredy Cat Show with Mindy and Daniel, about 3:00 p.m. Eastern Time, and then every Tuesday and Wednesday for the NFL Hard Hits with myself, Stevie, and kind of like we talk about week ahead and then week previous for the NFL games. So week 11, Stevie. What were your thoughts on week 11 overall, and then we'll get into. And then we'll talk about games that you want to talk about.
Well, week 11 had to be an interesting week. I mean, you had a lot of good games on television. You had Green Bay and I think it was Green Bay and Minnesota.
Yep.
I would say week 11 had to be an interesting week. So
what game do you want to start with? Do you want to start with the Buffalo Bills game, or do you want to start with that game? The game that you were just talking about.
Let's start with the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills.
Okay, go ahead.
So it was Indy and Buffalo. Jonathan Taylor ran through that defense like a Ford truck. I mean, they couldn't stop him, you know, and he gained 1,000 yards. Allen played horrible. He was throwing it right to the defenders. So I think that loss to Indy was complete embarrassing. What did you think of it, Eric?
I was shocked by the score. I thought Buffalo was going to beat them. I thought it was going to be a good game. I did not see the Colts running all over that defense, because I thought the Buffalo defense was better run defense than that. But Jonathan Taylor is coming into his own this year, and he is a monster.
Yeah,
a good point. He had 5 touchdowns total, 4 rushing and 1 receiving. The guy is a beast. He was a beast in college, and he's shown why he was a beast. The guy is an elite runner. The coach found their franchise running back in Jonathan Taylor.
They did. And he gained 1,000 yards in rushing. But
yeah,
my
criticism. He's 1,000 yards rushing already, right?
Yeah, and plus
ran from.
We were missing.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
And plus, the Bills had some injuries on their defense. So,
He ran for 32 times for 185 yards and 4 touchdowns, 5.8 yards a carry, and he had he only had 3 catches for 19 yards and 1 touchdown. That's insane.
That's what angers me is that just knocked Buffalo back to the wild card spot, and I'm not too happy about that. So,
yeah, and they play the Saints this week. They play the Saints on Thursday night, on Thanksgiving night, which is going to be a tough game. It's in New Orleans, but we'll get to that prediction, but I expect them to come out better. And then they have the biggest game in of the season on Monday night against the Patriots coming up. They cannot look ahead to that game because they'll lose again. So they have to focus on the Saints. They'll have 11 days to get ready for the Patriots after that.
Very
so
good.
These next 2 weeks are exactly. They have the Saints. They have the Saints, Patriots, and Buccaneers coming up. They have the Patriots smash in the middle at home, and they have the Saints and Buccaneers on the road. That's a tough, tough 3-week schedule right there. Bills have to, I think they have to go 2-1 in that stretch.
You said it. They have to go. They have to try to go 2-1 in that stretch.
That Jacksonville, that loss to Jacksonville is going to hurt them if they don't. Looking back at it, that Jacksonville loss and the loss to the Steelers might hurt them.
Yeah.
Because the loss to the Titans and to the Jaguars, they should have beaten the Jaguars. We're not going to go back and But we all know they should have
been. Yeah, that was an embarrassing loss.
Yeah. But the Bills have to focus. They have to focus on Thursday night in front of a national audience. Everybody's going to be watching them. This is a big game on Thursday. The Saints might not have a quarterback, but they're still a decent team, still well coached. And, yeah, they have to go into New Orleans and beat them. What else do you want to talk about?
Let's see. How about Green Bay and Minnesota?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so in this game, it was Aaron Rodgers had 54 touchdown passes, 7 interceptions, he's the best ratio passer in the league against any single opponent in NFL history. But
wow. I didn't know he had 54 touchdowns against him. Wow.
In total.
Against the Vikings all the time, right?
Yeah, pretty much. However, in 10 starts this season, Minnesota's like Kirk Cousins owns a sparkling 21-2 touchdown interception ratio. I mean, he nearly got pilfered on the Vikings' final drive. His would be picked overturned by I don't know, but it's like Minnesota struggled against the Packers. I mean, it's like
they came back and won.
Yeah.
There was no turnover. There was no pick in this game by either quarterback.
Right. But I'd say definitely a good game, you know?
Was it the best game of the night, of the day? Or
I wouldn't say it was the best game of the whole day. Because it's Green Bay and Minnesota is one of the hugest rivalries in the NFL right now.
The Vikings won.
Yeah.
I thought it was gonna be a close game myself. So I'm just surprised that Green Bay didn't win.
No.
Let's talk about. Did you watch any of the Eagles game?
The Eagles game. Yes, I did, actually. I put some of the Eagles games on.
Yeah, speaking of the Saints, the Eagles beat the Saints 40-29.
Yeah, and I was surprised.
What do you think of?
I think the Eagles beating the Saints was one of the shockers, in my opinion. Because I didn't think they could beat the Saints, but you never know in the NFL now these days, you know?
Yeah, they ran for 242 yards against the best run defense in the NFL, and the Saints were on pace historically to have one of the best run defenses in history, and the Eagles ran for almost 250 against them. That's insane.
Right.
Against the best defense in the NFL. Against the best run defense in the NFL.
Right.
As an Eagles fan, it's hard to believe that they went from, after the Chargers game, they turned it around the last 3 weeks and just kept running the ball. And now they've run the ball more than in the past. When teams start to put guys in the eight players in the box, it's going to force the Eagles to throw the ball again. So I wonder how they're going to adjust to that. It's nice that they're running the ball, but there's going to be that team that's going to figure out their run, and then they're going to have to throw again. So it's like, you can't run all the time. You have to start being more balanced. They threw 24 times. They ran 50 times. If you don't count Hurts, they ran about 32 times. So it's not 50-50 ratio, but it's probably more than maybe 65-35 right now. I think they should be more 55-45. So I don't know how long it's going to keep up for the Eagles running the ball like this on a consistent basis. It's the same thing with the Colts. Colts keep running the ball. With all these teams that are run heavy, like the Ravens, too, are the same way. And teams figure them out, and then they have to throw the ball, and then it ruins their game plan. So at some point, you have to be more balanced. You know what I mean?
Yeah, at some point, you got to throw it, too. You can't always run it.
Yeah. Yep. Because teams are just going to clog the middle and put eight guys in the box where people are just going to force you to pass. And then once you pass, it's hard because you have to pass when the defense least expects it. Need some play action and all that stuff. But
yeah.
A good win by the Eagles. I'm getting more impressed week by week, but again, it's a game by, as you said earlier with the Bills, just take one game at a time. Can the Eagles make the playoffs? they're in the playoff hunt. I think it's going to be hard for them because there's so many teams in front of them. Wait, how many teams are in front of them? Still in ninth place right now, tied with San Francisco and then New Orleans. So this game is that game beating the New Orleans Saints was big. Now they have the tiebreaker with New Orleans. But they don't have the tiebreaker with San Francisco because they lost to San Francisco earlier in the season. So that's tough. So right now, the top seven in the NFC is Arizona, 9-2, Green Bay, 8-3, Tampa Bay, which won last night, 7-3, Cowboys, 7-3, Rams, 7-3, the Vikings, 5-5, and the Saints, 5-5. I think the only reason they're ahead of the Eagles is because the Eagles haven't had a bye week yet. And they have, and San Francisco, I believe, beat New Orleans. So that three-way tie, I don't know why San Francisco, I mean, why New Orleans is ahead. I think it's because they had a bye week. So it's going to be an interesting last 5 weeks of the season for all these teams fighting for the last two playoff spots. But I think the top five are, I want to say locked, but pretty much secure. In the AFC, you got Tennessee 8-3, Baltimore 7-3, Patriots 7-4, Chiefs 7-4, Cincinnati 6-4, Chargers 6-4, and the Bills 6-4, and the Steelers right behind them. And as I said earlier, that loss to the Steelers could hurt the Bills because now they're essentially tied with the Steelers. But since the Steelers have a tie, that helps the Buffalo Bills in that instance. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting in 5 weeks. But let's talk about, how about the Cowboys game? Yeah. Did you watch any of the Cowboys game?
Yeah, I did.
Go ahead.
Coming into week 11, both the Cowboys and the Chiefs knew they had a real chance to make a significant statement to the rest of the National Football League. I mean, each team had a real chance to plant a flag in the ground heading into the holiday landing stretch run as a primetime contender, finding its stride at the perfect time. The Chiefs answered the call decisive with a 19-9 victory. So the Chiefs, like, dominated the Cowboys, basically.
Yeah. The last 3 weeks. I said it before. Are
we going to say it, TV? No, you go ahead.
I said it before, and I'll say it again. The Chiefs can get hot, and they're hot right now. And the defense has stepped up. Look at this. The last three games, they've given up 9. 14-7. I mean, granted, the Packers game was without Aaron Rodgers, so I don't know if you really count that, but even the week before that, they gave up 17 to the Giants. Ever since they lost to the Titans, they've given up 17, 7, 14, and 9. They haven't given up more than 20 points since that Titans loss. It's that embarrassing loss to the Titans.
Yeah.
Chiefs defense has stepped up. Everybody was making fun of them, including myself. And they've stepped up. They've carried this team through this four-game winning streak. And the Chiefs are hot right now.
Right. And, you know, the defense. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And the defense has been earning more and more respect each and every week, Kansas City, because of the way they've been playing.
And the offense is stepping. Offense is not hot right now, but they're scoring points when they need to. And it's not how you start the season, it's how you finish. And right now, the Chiefs are proving right now.
Yeah.
Everybody was counting them out. I was saying, don't count them out. They're still the Chiefs. They get hot. Oof. Watch out. Chiefs play like this in the playoffs? Wow.
They go back to the
Super
Bowl.
I'm not saying they're winning the Super Bowl or anything, but
yeah.
If the playoffs started right now, I wouldn't want to play the Chiefs right now. That's all I have to say.
No,
they're the hottest team in football right now.
And they're a dangerous team in the playoffs.
Yep. Because we all know Patrick Mahomes wants to get that Super Bowl again. So if that defense keeps playing the way it does, Chiefs are back at the Chiefs. I'm getting more impressed by the Chiefs defense. I mean, as we said, they stepped up. I don't know what it was. I don't know what, I guess the wake up call was against Tennessee. But sometimes you need to lose like that and step up.
Yeah.
What game do you want to talk about next?
So, let me see. Let's talk about, let me think of a good game here. Let's talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game against the Giants. And,
last night?
Yeah, Tampa Bay and the Giants. I mean, the Giants just, you know, got embarrassed by Tampa Bay.
Yeah, they can't score points.
They fired
Jason Garrett today, so.
Yeah, they fired their offensive coordinator. You know what? I got a problem with that. It's not the offensive coordinator's fault. It's the head coach's fault. He should have been fired, not Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett should have been lost his job. He should have never lost his job to begin with. It wasn't his fault, though.
Why? I mean, but isn't it because he coaches the offense?
Right. He calls the plays on offense, but I think, you know, they should have never fired him. I mean, they could have, like, benched a quarterback because he wasn't playing that great. He was just there to call the plays. I mean, if you can't execute any of his play calling, then you shouldn't be on the football field playing.
Good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the Giants are a mess, so. They've always been a mess for the last, like, 5 years. Since they won the Super Bowl, they're a miserable franchise.
They're nothing, they're just not a great team, the Giants. I don't know what happened to them, really.
Yeah. Barkley came back last night. He only had 6 carries for 25 yards. They couldn't run the ball. You can't run the ball against Tampa Bay. Tom Brady, looked like Tom Brady. 30 from 46, 307 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 pick. They ran the ball with a couple players last night. Fournette only ran it 10 times. You got Jones back in the game. 8 times he had a touchdown. You had Evans had 1 touchdown. You had Good Godwin 1 touchdown. Gronk was back, but he didn't get a touchdown. He had a good game. It was a dominant performance by a team that needed to win. They lost two straight, including last week to Washington football team. So they came back on national TV and did what they had to do. Now they go back on the road against New Orleans, against the Colts this weekend. So we'll see what happens then. But, yeah, it was a good game by Tampa Bay, a good bounce-back game. Champion team like that bounces back like they should. Are we going to change TV?
And Daniel Jones only completed like 23 of 38 passes for 167 yards, and he only had like two interceptions.
Yeah, and one touchdown.
Yeah.
He couldn't score after the first quarter, or after the first half. What else? Let's talk about the Steelers and Tigers game. Do you watch this game? Or are you watching Survivor Series?
Actually, I only watched like half of this game because I had the Survivor Series on, so.
I watched this game in the Survivor Series, but, this game was actually pretty good in the second half. Big Ben actually looked like old Big Ben, surprisingly. And you got the young Justin Herbert going out there and going toe-to-toe with Big Ben, trading shots in the fourth quarter, which was pretty cool. Not literally, but 27 points scored by the Steelers in the fourth quarter. They were down 34-20 with 8 minutes left, and they score 17 unanswered points, and then the Chargers come back and get a 50-yard touchdown to Mike Williams with 2 minutes and 9 seconds left to win the game. That basically was a winning touchdown. I mean, that was a winning touchdown. But what were your thoughts on this game? I thought this was the game of the week.
I thought Justin Herbert looked great. I mean, he's improving every time he goes out there on the football field. I mean, he played really well, you know, Steelers defense. So I thought by far he had a good game. What did you think
of
Big
Ben? And Big Ben had a good game after missing last week due to COVID. He looked like old Big Ben last on Sunday Night Football, keeping them in the game. And the Steelers played well. Najee Harris continues to play well. He only had 39 yards on the ground, but he still had a touchdown. Johnson had one, and the tight end and sometimes they had one. I forget his name. Famous. So, yeah, this was the game of the weekend. I mean, this was basically the only – this game and the Buccaneers game was the only game I really watched. I watched the end of the Cowboys – second half of the Cowboys game, so. But, yeah, this game was the game of the weekend, I think. Any more games you want to talk about?
Let's talk about the Rams game. Let's talk about that game.
The Rams were off.
Oh, they were? No, man, let's talk about the Cleveland Browns. Let's talk about the I'm sorry, I messed up. Let's talk about the Browns Lions game. The Browns and Lions game.
Okay, go ahead.
Baker Mayfield, I thought, had a great game against the Detroit Lions defense. I guess he played pretty good. I mean, enough to get them the victory. So I think by that win, I think it was the defense that helped them out. What did you think of the game?
Yeah, it looked like it was a defensive battle. Derek Goff didn't play. Was that due to benching or was he injured?
Who?
Derek Goff. He didn't start for the Lions.
I don't know. I think he's injured. I'm not quite too sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Lions gonna get a win. They're all 9-1. The Browns bounced back. I mean, I thought this was gonna be more of a blowout, but it was a defensive battle between two not very good teams. I don't think the Browns are that good. Their record is not. I mean, I don't think Baker's all that. He's had a bad season. They have a lot of injuries, so they're missing their other running back and Kareem Hunt. They got Nick Chubb back. He ran for 130, but they couldn't score points, so neither team could score.
Yeah.
Any other games you want to talk about? And I'll run through.
Actually, there's like no other game that comes to my mind that not really.
Okay. I'll just run through some of these scores.
Yeah.
Huh?
I thought the whole week was great, you know.
Oh yeah. This was better than last week.
Yeah, definitely.
Some of the games, Patriots shut out the Falcons last Thursday. Not much to talk about there. The Ravens beat the Bears without Lamar Jackson, 15-13. Another defensive battle there. Texans beat the Titans. This is probably the shocker of the week. The Titans coming off a 6-game winning streak, losing at home to the Texans. Did you catch any of this game?
The Texans game?
Stevie?
You mean the Houston game?
Yeah.
I did catch like some of the game. I mean, they did release that running back this week, Phillip Lindsay.
Oh yeah. They did?
I'm not sure what. Yeah, they caught him. I'm not sure why they did though, but they caught him.
Yeah, the Titans got caught here. I mean, they were due for a loss, but nobody saw this coming.
Yeah.
The Texans snapped their 8-game. There was 2 streaks ended on Sunday. The Texans ended their 8-game skid, and the Titans ended their 6-game winning streak. Who would have thought that the Texans would end the Titans' winning streak, especially on the road?
Yeah, I never thought that.
After the Titans beat the Saints, the Rams, the Colts, the Chiefs, the Bills, on that stretch. I mean, the Titans, as much as the Titans won 6 straight, they've lost to 2 bad teams this year. The Jets, if you told me in the beginning of the season the Titans would lose to Jets and Texans, I would have laughed at you.
I never thought that when the season started.
2 of their 3 losses are to those 2 teams.
Right.
Two of their 3 losses are to 2 of the worst teams in football. Go figure.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, the Texans upset the Titans in Tennessee 22-13. Ryan Tannehill probably had his worst game of his career, maybe one of his worst games of his career, throwing 4 picks. Adrian Peterson only had 40 yards rushing. Yeah, it wasn't a good game for the Titans. They're missing Derrick Henry, and it's showing.
Yeah, their running game hasn't been the same without Derrick Henry.
Yeah. The Dolphins continue to win. The Dolphins beat the Jets 24-17.
That's an embarrassing loss.
As an Eagles fan, I hate this because we need the Dolphins to keep losing, but they're starting to win again. The Washington football team beat the Panthers 27-21. The Washington has won two straight, and they're 4-6. They're still in the race.
Yeah.
The 49ers pounded the Jaguars. They're still in the playoff race. The Bengals beat the Raiders. They're back on track. The Raiders are falling apart, as usual. And the Cardinals beat the Seahawks. The Seahawks are done. I think the Russell Wilson era in Seattle might be done after this season. I think he might ask for a trade. I think it might be time to move on. Seattle might have to rebuild after this season. But I think the Russell Wilson era in Seattle is over. I could be wrong, but this year, he could come back next year and they could go on a magical run next year. But as of right now, I think in that division with the Rams, the Cardinals, and San Francisco, I think Seattle needs to rebuild. It might be time to move on with Russell Wilson for him. Start rebuilding, draft another franchise quarterback. Get what you can for Russell Wilson right now while his value is high. But it's high. He's still an elite quarterback. There's no question about that. Get what you can and build around your next franchise quarterback. You have two excellent receivers to build around and then get your franchise quarterback for the future. If you don't trade Russell Wilson now, I think it will be a mistake because I think this is a time where you start to rebuild because that division is tough. You got Arizona with a franchise quarterback. You got the Rams being the Rams with their team. I mean, they don't have – I guess Stafford's kind of franchise quarterback. In San Francisco, they have a young quarterback. So it's time for the Seahawks to get their young quarterback. And Wilson's not young. It's not nothing against Wilson, but I think it's just time to part ways.
Yeah.
I don't know what you think, but
– Well – here's what I think. I think you're right. It might be his last year with the Seahawks, but but if you go that route, I mean, drafting a quarterback is risky because you don't know what quarterback you're going to get. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. That's true.
You don't, because look at most of the quarterbacks that didn't pan out. I mean, I could name one like Tim Couch. He didn't play. He didn't play good for Cleveland.
Ryan Leaf.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know what you're getting if you go the rebuild route.
It's a hard decision because Russell Wilson is a generation talent. He's still an elite quarterback. Do you run it back next year and just say this season was injuries, and just try it next year? I wouldn't be surprised either way if they run it back and try to win it next year again and just say this season is just a wash because of injuries and all that. It's a hard decision Seahawks are going to have to make.
Or maybe they'll probably keep him for another year and just add a few more pieces and see what happens.
Yeah. I'm not saying they should fire Pete Carroll or anything, but they have to think long and hard for the future instead and the present with Russell Wilson. Do they get what they can now, or do they hold on to Russell and hope next year is different? It's hard.
Right. Yeah, it is.
It's the same thing with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, it could be his last year in Green Bay. So we could be looking at two legendary quarterbacks playing their last season in for their respective franchises this year, and Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, two future Hall of Famers, could be playing for different teams this year. But the difference is Green Bay is probably going to get the number two seed in the NFC. And
yeah,
they have a chance at the Super Bowl. And Russell Wilson getting injured didn't help things. So it's going to be interesting to see what Seattle does. But, yeah, they lost to the Cardinals 23-13. That's without Kyle Murray. Kyle Murray missed his third straight game, which I don't blame them because they have a bye week coming up. So he gets to have a month off, and he'll come back fresh and get ready for the stretch run in December. So I think that was a smart move by the Cardinals. But they've only lost two games, and once he comes back, they can maybe lock up that number one seed. But I mean, the Rams still, they still have to beat Rams for it, or the Packers for it. So he lost to the Packers. But, yeah, let's move on to there's no more games I missed. Who was your player of the week? MVP of the week.
My player of the week. If I were to pick a player of the week, it could be any position, right?
Yeah, MVP of the week, your MVP.
I have to go with Jonathan Taylor, the running back of the Indianapolis Colts.
Good choice. I'm going, just to be different, I'm going to go with Justin Herbert.
That's another good choice.
Yep. My team of the week, I'm going to go with the... I'm going with the Indianapolis Colts going to Buffalo and beating them the way they did.
I would say Indianapolis is my choice too, sure. I mean,
yeah.
Even though my Buffalo Bills lost, I mean, yeah, I think Indianapolis has to be the team of the week.
Definitely. Now let's get to our picks for this week. Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. Start off with the Bears and Lions, two NFC North rivals. This is, I mean, two bad teams, yes, but it should be an interesting game because it's Thanksgiving. Lions and Bears, they always play a good game. I'm taking the Lions here. I think they get their first win on Thanksgiving Day.
Actually, I'm taking the Lions too. I mean, I want them to get their first win, so I'd go with the Lions. That's my choice.
This is their opportunity to get their win right here. And that, otherwise, I don't think they win a game this season.
Right.
Raiders and Cowboys. I'm going with the Cowboys here. I think the Raiders are officially done. I think they are cooked. They're just going downhill. The Cowboys need to win here. You have the Eagles looking in their view. Kind of, they lose here. It's getting interesting. But I have the Cowboys winning here and probably fairly easily. Probably by two touchdowns. Two plus touchdowns.
I would have to go with the Cowboys because I don't really think the Raiders have a chance to win this game.
Yeah. Watch them win.
Yeah, then
that would be funny.
They'll prove me wrong if they win this one.
We'll come back on here next week and we'll be laughing at the Cowboys.
Yeah.
The Bills and Saints. I mean, the Broncos, they go into Dallas and beat them, so you never know.
Anything can happen in the National Football League.
Exactly. Any given Sunday, but in this case, any given Thanksgiving. The Bills and Saints, on Sunday night, Thursday night football on NBC, 8:30 Eastern, 8:20 Eastern time. I'm taking the Bills to bounce back here.
Yeah, I'm going with Buffalo, too. This is their game this week on Thanksgiving.
Exactly. The Eagles and Giants. I'm going to keep going against the Eagles because they keep winning. So I'm going to keep that going. I'm going to take the Giants. They keep picking against them. They keep winning. So why stop there?
Yeah, I'm going with the Giants too. But you know, if Daniel Jones, you know, as long as he doesn't struggle, I'm gonna have to go with the Giants.
Yep. Steelers and Bengals. The Bengals beat them earlier in the season. Steelers are good on Sunday, but I think the Bengals win here.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with the Bengals. But that's
Buccaneers and Colts. Bengals too.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bengals. But the Buccaneers and Colts, I have to pick Tampa for this one.
Yeah, this is a tough game. I think this is gonna be a good game. But I don't know if Jonathan Taylor can run on Tampa Bay. If he can, damn. Give him the MVP. I think Jonathan Taylor is an MVP this question, the way he's been running the ball. But I'm taking the Buccaneers here.
Yeah.
Panthers and Dolphins. I'm taking the Dolphins here. I think the Dolphins...
I have to go with the I'm taking the Carolina Panthers for this one.
Okay.
So.
Titans and Patriots. Patriots one of the highest teams in the league.
Yeah.
I'm taking the I think the Titans win. I think the Patriots Oh, go ahead, sorry.
I hate the Patriots with a passion, so I'll have to go with the Titans.
I think the Patriots are going to be looking ahead to the Buffalo Bills here, even though
yeah.
the Titans are good. I think this is where they lose. Their streak loses. Ends, I mean. So I'm taking the Titans. Falcons and Jags. Yeah, this game is going to be interesting. Yeah, I'm taking the Jags just because.
It's tough for me. I have to go with Atlanta.
The Jets and go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I have to go with Atlanta.
I take the Jags.
Tough decision, but...
Yeah, here's another tough decision. The two teams that beat the Titans. The Jets and Texans. I'm taking the Texans.
You know, this is another tough decision for me, probably one of the hardest. I'm going to have to go with the Jets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, it could go either way.
with Houston's record, I mean, I have no faith in them.
Yeah, they're both 2-8. Anything
yeah.
can happen.
Right.
The Chargers and Broncos. I'm going with the Chargers here.
I got to go with the Chargers.
Another game of the week here. Rams and Packers. I'm going with the Rams here. I think they bounce back. They need a win.
Choice would be the Rams. They're due for the win.
Yeah. And they had a week off.
Right.
But, then again, I don't see Green Bay losing two straight themselves, but they're at home. Right? This is a tough game.
Tough week.
I'm going to go Green Bay. I'm changing my mind. I'm going Green Bay. They're at home.
You going Green Bay?
Fuck the Rams. Who are you going with?
Yeah, you know what? I changed my mind, too. I'll go with Green Bay.
Screw the Rams.
Yes. Yeah, screw the Rams.
Vikings and Niners. I'm going with the Niners here.
I got to go with the 49ers.
I think they're on a little run here.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Football. Browns and Ravens. I think Lamar Jackson's coming back on Sunday, so this should be an interesting game. That was the Bengals, never mind. But I'm going with the Ravens here.
Yeah, I'm going with the Ravens too.
Get ready for this, Stevie. Monday Night Football. Preview of the NFC Championship game. And I'm being sarcastic. Seahawks and Washington. I'm going with Seahawks here. I think Russell Wilson wins on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I would go with the Seahawks too. I mean, Washington's nowhere near becoming a championship team, anyways.
Yeah, I don't think the Seahawks are as bad as their record. But they've just had some bad luck this year.
Yeah.
But with that said, Stevie, I think that's it, unless you have anything else to say. Unless you have anything else.
Not really. I don't have anything to say at the moment, so.
Okay. Thank you for coming on. You're coming on Friday?
Yeah, I'll be on Friday.
Okay, probably 5:30. We on 5:30 Eastern time this week. Cause we needed to do it early this week. So. But we'll give you some heads up. But thank you, everybody. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving, everybody out there, and you, Stevie.
You too, Eric. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, and we'll talk to you on Friday night and for the Unscripted Wrestling Show, and next week for the NFL Hard Hit. Cliff should be back next week. So, see you then. Bye.
Yep.